SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 as we start hour number two here on the grid. All right, Joe. So the Blue Jays, as I mentioned, tied that game in Minnesota at five. Mm-hmm. So the Twins are obviously coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning. They will have an opportunity to win the game. But if they do not, we'll go to extras, and they're giving us the Blue Jays a plus 120 right now, Joe. I kind of like it.
You know, I sort of like the Blue Jays, too. They always seem to come through. They're a come-from-behind type of team, you know?
They've come all the way back here. You got to finish the job now.
I know. I need this over in Boston here, Boston, KC. I got first and second. Just hear me out. First and second. 3-1 count, nobody out. Can I get bases loaded and then I'll double dip over in Toronto? Could I do that right now, Carl?
Man, you're asking for everything.
It's Friday. I need it. I need it now. I'm like Veruca and Willy Wonka. I want an Oompa Loompa now. I do. I want it all.
You better be careful, Joe. They're going to send you up that chute like Augustus Gloop with the way that you're being a glutton with all these games.
I am. I learned from the best. I learned from you. What are you kidding? You're the biggest glutton I know when it comes to gambling here. You always want more. Double the meat, double the meat, double the meat. I feel like I'm at Subway.
How about the Red Sox? There's six on. They have six on the board.
Six?
Well, it's 5-1, so there's six on the board. No, I'm saying there's six runs in and it's 8.5. I was going to join you on the Red Sox in your misery.
Yes, do it. Second and third, one out. Second and third, one out. Come on, you know you want to. Come on. Come on, Johnny. Take a ride. Check it out.
I'm just going to go Blue Jays.
Come on. If you do Blue Jays in the over in Boston, I'll do it right now immediately. Come on, Johnny. Take a ride. Check it out.
All right, fine.
All right, good. There you go. There you go. Double the meat. Double the meat.
There you go.
All right, you're in?
Nope, they locked it on me.
Come on. Don't do that.
They locked it on me. They locked the Red Sox game.
They locked the Red Sox. That means they scored. Damn it.
No, I missed out. Still good for you.
Did they score? Are you sure they scored?
I don't know. Play. It's locked, Joe. It's locked.
That's not good enough.
I know, but they wouldn't let me in. There's nothing I can do.
They said 7-1. 7-1. Crack that whip. Crack that whip.
I missed it by about 25 seconds. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, here with you, Sirius XM 159. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix tonight. 844-843-6871. As Joe's happy. Now you need... Oh, there you go. Jeez, Joey. I mean, only say it 900 times a night. So now, Joe, you need... You have 8.5 or 9?
I have 8.5 and 9.
It's always... You're calling me a glutton.
I just tore a rotator cuff cracking the whip.
Twins have the leadoff man on in the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays are up to plus 178. I kind of like it, Joe.
They're still dangling a 9.5 in our face here. Seriously?
No, I'm not in on that. I missed the spot. I missed the 8.5, Joe. I missed it. I can't go in now. I'm sorry. You wouldn't do it either.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it either.
I'm not getting help from anybody else tonight.
Yeah, it's been kind of quiet. We had that little spurt when the Dodgers scored the four and the Angels got a run in the first. We've gotten nothing since.
How many home runs does Aaron Judge hit in the Field of Dreams? Is he playing there?
No, that's actually an awful game. Reds and Cubs, Joe.
I'm taking it over. I'm taking the Cubs.
Remember last year, it was way over. I mean, they were hitting balls out of that place left and right when they played the White Sox. I think, Joe, the score was like 9-8 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, didn't they win with a walk-off?
Yes, Anderson hit the walk-off. I remember it because I had a big ticket on that game. Big ticket.
Guess who I'm watching? Amir Abdullah versus Iowa with Tommy Armstrong.
Yeah, big game. Got all excited about Amir Abdullah last night. Yeah, first touchdown of the NFL season. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Rocking with you on a Friday night. Taking you into the weekend. I mean, it's all happening. Joe's got a big weekend lined up. A lot happened. Always a lot happening with Joe on the weekend. As he kicks it off with football full circle and tomorrow morning on Sports Grid with Rich Sermonello. So he's got... but then you'll get it going after that, right, Joe? After you do
the show. It's supposed to rain here on the East Coast, Carver. I mean, you know.
I don't believe everything you hear. They don't know anything. Look at this. I mean, are we serious here?
Well, what happened?
This guy Arenado hits like basically a swinging bunt down the third baseline. So the Cardinals are going to have the tying run on with one out in the eighth. They brought Holmes on in the eighth inning here. And I kind of understand it. Similar to what the Mets did with Diaz last night. The big part of the order was up. Goldschmidt, Arenado, etc. So he got the first out, and then the swinging bunt is going to put a man on here. I guess the Red Sox couldn't get that other guy home, Joe, from second. So still 7-1.
Yeah. Bottom eight.
Final in Texas. White Sox won in that game 2-1. Joe, final in Texas. Bottom of the ninth in Minnesota. First and third. One out for the Twins. They just locked it. Now the bases are loaded, it says, with one out. So, sticky situation for the Blue Jays here, Joe. Other than that, still 1-0 Baltimore, 2-2, 1-0 Angels, 4-0 Dodgers. That's kind of where we're at this point, Joe, with everything.
If I get screwed tonight, I'm just going right back to the well. Every 1 o'clock game over. I'm just doing it.
Every 1 o'clock game over. That's what you're doing,
ready?
Huh? Yeah. The Mets game one, Mets Braves.
Over.
Fried and Scherzer. I don't know if that's the one you want to go over with, but
it's possible. If they lay a 6.5 out there, I might.
That's your number. So Holmes strikes out Gorman, two down in the bottom of the eighth for the Cardinals. Let me get you a couple of these. We're going to do the SEC next segment, Joe. Of course, we still have Alabama, Georgia, and Texas A&M we're going to tackle tonight. A couple of these NFL things. I know we did a few of these last night with the most whatever leaders for the season. We did, I think we were looking at the receiving touchdowns last night.
Let's look at the running backs.
I was going to go there for you because I know how much you love that. Most rushing yards for the season. Now, you're on Dalvin Cook already. I know that, right?
Think Cook's going to... Yeah, 1150. I think he could lead the league, too.
Well, that's what we're looking at here. Most regular season rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's got... You got a good number. He's 10-1 now to lead the league.
Well, who do you like?
Jonathan Taylor's the favorite at 4-1. Henry's plus 650. Chubb 10-1, Mixon 16-1, McCaffrey 16-1, Rashad Penny at 16-1.
I like
Elijah Mitchell, Najee Harris. I kind of like Harris. Everybody does. I don't really like anybody deeper than that, Joe. In the 25-30
shot
or more
on Cam
range.
Akers?
No. Never healthy. Doesn't play enough. How about another guy, always hurt. It's hard, Joe. I mean, you know what it is? You have two guys at the top who you know are going to get the volume. Like, you just know.
Want to take a shot? I got two guys to take a shot.
Give me, who do you want to take a shot with?
Saquon and ETN. 50.
See, I'm on a lot of Saquon stuff, but I can't. ETN's not leading the league in rushing yards, Joe. I got to leave that on the side. I can't do it. Well, a couple of reasons, Joe. First of all, the team sucks. Second of all, they're not going to play him every down. They're going to use him as like a pass catching swing guy. He's not going to be their main running back that gets the rock every single.
He's good at run blocking, pass blocking.
Come on,
he's going to be in there every down, Carver.
I don't think so.
We could beg to differ on that one.
He's not going to lead the league in rushing yards. That's too much for me, Joe. You could take me to some places. You can't take me there.
Could I take you to Antonio Gibson because Carson Wentz sucks?
Honestly, I you could.
How about that?
But I don't believe it. I think the deepest I would go is Najee at 18. I think that's as far down as I can go.
I'm taking two guys, Rashad and Dalvin.
Okay. I'm going to take Harris.
You're going to take Harris?
Yeah.
All right.
Now what do they got Harris for the rushing touchdowns? They have him 14-1 for the most rushing touchdowns. Mm-mm. That's tough too. Taylor and Henry eat, man. I mean, they eat, Joe. Very tough. You can't be anybody else you would take a shot with. For yards, I can see. But touchdowns, those guys are animals down there. They get so many TDs. You can't take a shot with any of these other guys, Joe.
It's hard, Carver. You know why? Because, like, a lot of the dual back threats, right? You know, like obviously Rashad Penny's there, but they got Kenneth Walker. You look at Leonard Fournette. But they also have Keyshawn Vaughn, and are they going to utilize Fournette or save him for the playoffs? That, you know, that's what you have to really break down. Even L.A. with Cam Akers, right? They have other running backs there that they like to utilize. Is Henderson still there as well?
Yeah.
So does Henderson get the goal line carries and Akers carries him between the 30s? That's the thing about touchdowns. I'd rather take yards. You know, you're not asking for a lot with yards. They just have to produce. Touchdowns, it's all situational. How the coach views the situation. Look at Detroit the last few years. DeAndre Swift, the number one draft pick, he doesn't even, or number two, second round guy, doesn't even get the touches on the goal line. They've given it to everybody but him over the last 3 years, and he can't stay healthy.
Another awful performance from Clay Holmes here, Joe, as with two outs and two on, Paul DeJong just hit a double into the right field corner. Cardinals score two. They now lead the Yankees 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
Are you happy with that?
No. Why would I be happy with that?
Well, I'm just checking. I don't know.
Why would I be happy with that?
Well, because maybe you took the other side. Maybe you bet the over or something.
Didn't I say to you before when they took Cortez out of the game, I said you might as well bet the Cardinals now? Didn't I say that to you?
You did say that, but I zoned out. Sometimes when you talk about the Yankees, I zone out. Sometimes.
Zoned out. Now you zone out.
No. I'm just being honest when it comes to the Yankees.
Because
the Yankees, we have a tendency to go a little overboard at times.
How do you figure we go a little overboard?
Yeah, we talk at length about the Yankees. Just because they're your team. I'm kidding. You know, I'm stirring the pot with you. See, you're just upset that they're losing.
Most regular season passing yards. Derek Carr, 11-1. Bang. Josh Allen, 11-1. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to run the ball a lot. I'll tell you might be able to get me in Josh though for touchdowns. 7-1, Joe.
I like touchdowns. I would take it.
7-1 with the passing touchdowns for Josh.
Let's do that. I could do that.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. SEC win totals. We finish them up tonight next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Before we get to the SEC, Joe, 5-5 top 10 for the Jays. They've got the bases loaded and one out. So they got out of that jam in the bottom of the ninth. They were like plus 200. Swing and a miss. Too busy about the Red Sox and the Royals. And now, you know, Blue Jays are minus 152. So there you go. Bottom of the eighth for the Royals. You need one more from them. First and second, one out. What do you mean they scored?
They just made it 3.5. We got a hit, baby. We got a hit. Score! Oh, bases loaded now. Damn. We got bases loaded, one out. Why did they do that? 3.5, they made the line.
Yankees are on their last chance here in the top of the ninth. 4-3 now. They are losing after Holmes imploded in the bottom of the eighth. Still 5-1 Brewers over the Reds. Pirates are on their last stand in the ninth. Rockies now 5-2, Joe, over the Diamondbacks. And they got first and third, two outs.
That parlay's over 8.5.
Hicks popping one up. He sucks.
Hicks sucks. Let me tell you, the playoff game is on the line and Hicks is up, just rip up the ticket. Rip up the ticket before he even gets up.
1-0, the Angels lead the Mariners. Still in the fourth, and 6-0 now Dodgers, as they are just taking it to the Padres tonight at Chavez Ravine on Vin Scully night. There,
all the new toys came out to play. We should have.
Yeah, well, hopefully Soto can get one more hit for us. We need another hit from Soto.
Oh boy.
Yankees now will have LeMahieu and then Judge up, so Judge is going to get a chance here no matter what. In a one-run game in the ninth for the Yanks. SEC time, Joe. Are you ready?
Yes, always ready about SEC.
You're always ready, I know. You're always ready when it's time for football. Let's start, Joe. We left the three highest teams on the board, I guess you could say, for the SEC. LeMahieu puts one in the corner. Just foul, Joe. Just foul. Jimbo and the Aggies. Mm-hmm. 8.5. A little light, maybe. Minus 175 to the over. That tells you right there. Plus 150 to the under. Let's see what we're working with, Joe. Home for Sam Houston. Home for App State. Home for the U. They got the Arkansas game at Jerry's World. At Mississippi State. At Alabama. At South Carolina. Home Ole Miss. Home Florida. At Auburn. Home UMass. Home for LSU. Big revenge game for them there. What do you think with Jimbo? I think it's a 10.
I'm in on them for 10. That's what I have them pegged. But, you know, here's the thing. 21-12 since 2018 against SEC opponents. Problem is they were 4-4 on the road in the SEC last year. You can't lose to Miss State as a 9.5-point favorite. You can't lose to Arkansas, KJ Jefferson, as a 4.5-point favorite. It's great that you beat Alabama, 18.5-point dog, but that ain't going to cut it this year. You're not getting paid $7.5 million to go 8-4 and just beat Bama once a year. That's not why he's there.
Well, their season got kind of torpedoed when they lost all their quarterbacks at the beginning.
Yeah, but come on, Haynes King, I mean, I understand that, but they were struggling with Haynes King in that Colorado game anyway. Colorado was 4-8. You know, they couldn't, I mean, two outs in this Boston game. Anyway. I think Max Johnson ultimately wins the job. A lot of people think it's Haynes King. I actually think it's Max Johnson. There's no way.
Well, that's your guy. Anybody with LSU ties automatically gets the feather in the cap from Joe Lisi.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
What is the flashing on this game? What is the deal with this? Why do they have this thing on Amazon Prime? Jeez.
Is it a bad telecast?
Is this Andrew, are you getting this flashing on the screen watching this Yankee game? Are you getting that? What
Maybe
is this?
Having a seizure. Could that be?
They had some audio issues too, Mike. I don't know if you saw before the game started. If you put on the game from the very beginning of the broadcast, they had like a lot of audio issues.
I did, but did you just was I nuts or did you just see all that flashing? Was that just me?
I didn't see it.
2.5. Give me the 3. Give me the 3, Bobby.
Joe.
They said we got the three on the over.
All right, there you go.
We're alive. We're alive going into the Colorado 5-2. 5-2 Rockies. We need over 8.5. Let's go. 7-4 Boston. I told you. I told you.
I know. Well, I tried to get in, Joe, and they locked it out on me. In fact, I was going to put it with the Blue Jays. They locked it out on me.
You're too slow with the finger. You know why? Because thanks. You second-guess me all the time. That's why.
That's why.
I'm your partner. You're supposed, supposed to be. We're like Batman and Robin here. All right?
I'm on the over. I'm not going to play it, Joe, because it's 175, but I like Texas A&M over 8.5. If I was going to play anything with them, I would do that. They got that team to win 10 games thing. I would probably do that with Texas A&M before playing the over 8.5. So
I'm on. Here's the number I got on A&M plus the 10 wins, plus 130.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather do that honestly than play them over 8.5 at minus 175. That just doesn't make much sense to me. Just
now,
playing to win 10
games.
This.
I'm going
to
take them. I might lock it in now plus the 16 against Alabama because I think that line's only going to go down. Okay. I know it's in Alabama, but that week, October 8th game, and Bama's dominated them. Let me just say this about Bama. I'll throw one number out. 51-5 against SEC opponents straight up since 2016. 51-5. And in Brian Denny, since 2016, they're 39-1 straight up and have won the games by 33.9 points per game. Think about that for a second.
Wow. No, it's I get it. Believe me, I do.
Would you take a shot, though? Let me ask you this. Would you take a shot just as a flyer? I mean, if there's any other team that's going to beat Alabama in the West, you got to feel it's Jimbo, right? I mean, who else are we buying in?
Yeah, I don't think I would go with anybody. If there was one team, if I had to take a shot with somebody, it would be them. Yes. There you go. It would be them. Speaking of Alabama... 10.5 is the number, Joe. Over minus 280. Under plus 230. Really, this is only playable, I think, if you think they're going to win, if they're going to lose two games. Which, by the way, when you look at this schedule, they're not going to. Home for Utah State at Texas. Home for Terry and ULM. That's a tough scene for Terry. Home for Vanderbilt.
Don't bash him.
At Arkansas, I'm not bashing him. It's a tough scene. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to play Alabama.
He played LSU in Kentucky last year.
He ain't playing LSU in Kentucky
now
in that
he's
game.
But now he's playing Texas and Alabama.
Yeah. At Arkansas.
That against Texas.
Be careful, Joe. Home for Texas A&M. At Tennessee. Home Mississippi State. At LSU. At Ole Miss. Home for Austin Peay. And then home for Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
They're going 11-1. They might have one slip up.
They're going to go 12-0. So
I don't 12-0. Carver, come
12-0. Just bet them to win the SEC. That's the only way. You know, just do it that way. There's no point laying 280, Joe. I mean, I guess if it's a guaranteed and you got the bankroll to do it, I guess you can lay the 280, right? I mean, why not? Because they're going to win 11 games.
Well, I think the games they could struggle in could. Potentially is Tennessee, 13.5. Now, they've owned Tennessee. I mean, they've absolutely abused them. They've won 14 straight against them. But Hendon Hooker is an X factor. He put up 28 points on that defense last year. So, can never say never. And the game's in Knoxville. And why is it under two touchdowns is a little bit, I mean, it's just a little lighter. They laid 26 in that ball game last year and covered. Why is the spread half that? Okay, second year in Josh Heupel. That is a tricky game because if I'm not mistaken, isn't it the week after the Texas A&M game on the schedule?
I already moved the schedule to Georgia. I don't know.
You're unbelievable. Let's break it down in depth. He's already moved down.
Because it's Alabama. There's nothing to break down in depth. They're not losing any of these teams. Hendon Hooker. You think Hendon Hooker's going to beat Alabama?
Well, here's the thing, Carver, and I said it again last night, and let me just go through for the listeners that don't know, because we cover a gambling show, from the gambling perspective, you want to know how many games Alabama didn't cover as a double-digit favorite? Florida, 15.5, Auburn, 19.5, Arkansas, 20.5. LSU 29.5.
Yeah, but here's the reason why.
Oh, Texas
A&M
18.5.
Nick told you this week why that was. It was a rebuilding. It was a rebuilding year. It was a rebuilding year, and they made the national title game. Rebuilding year. Yes, they made the national title game, but still, rebuilding year for him.
All right.
They got a lot of guys coming back. So,
All right.
Nick.
You hear what I said? Fine.
What?
Nicky.
Nicky. All right.
You got a problem with that? All right.
Yankees lose, Joe, 4-3. So the Holmes meltdown in the bottom of the eighth, no good. They lose the first game in St. Louis against the Redbirds. And they'll have to face their former pitcher, Jordan Montgomery, tomorrow night there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, finish the SEC with Georgia, start looking at some stuff for the weekend, including the golf. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. 7-4 Red Sox lead the Royals in the top of the ninth. They got a couple guys on. The Brewers lead the Reds 5-1 in the ninth. Top seven, Joe, 5-2 Rockies. You need a little more work there.
Yeah.
Still 1-0 Angels. And 8-0 now, the Dodgers lead the Padres. I mean, you talk about making a statement, Joe.
Beat down.
Making a statement. Can we just get Soto and Betts another hit? I mean, seriously. Just make that happen. Also, Joe, we told you the Yankees lost. The Blue Jays somehow lost as well. They had bases loaded in the top of the 10th, didn't score, and then Minnesota walked it off in the bottom of the 10th.
Mm.
So tough scene for them. Tough scene in the New York, New Jersey area also as the rain is coming down, Joe.
Yeah, you could probably hear it. It's coming down big time right now. This is it. So, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, weekends rained out on the East Coast.
I wouldn't go that far. These people know less. They know absolutely nothing. They're the worst, these weather people, Joe. They got no clue.
You and I could be weather people. We only got to be right about 15% of the time.
That's it. I mean, some people would say that's all that we're right now. So. all right, Joe. Last SEC is Georgia, of course. You're defending national champions, although they are not going to look the same when they take the field this year. Also a 10.5 number. Also stupid juice to the over at -250. +210 if you think that they're going to lose two games. Can we find two games, Joe? Let's see. They have the kickoff classic in Atlanta against Oregon to start the year.
That ain't happening. They're going to pound.
Nah, Oregon never wins in those spots. I don't care. They never win those games. Samford at South Carolina, home for Kent State, at Missouri, home for Auburn, home for Vandy. Not home, but in Jacksonville for the cocktail party. Tennessee at home at Mississippi State. God, are we serious with this schedule, Joe? I mean, honestly, at Kentucky, home Georgia. Their hardest road game is the Kentucky game.
I know.
They play, listen to this. How did they work this out? Now, they play Auburn. Is it every year, Joe? Do they get the permanent crossover with Auburn?
It's the SEC's oldest rivalry.
Yeah, I know. All the nonsense.
What do you mean the nonsense? It's a great game.
I know. You don't care about tradition anymore, though, Joe. So you're in for the big bucks and all that stuff.
What are you trying to say? How
good is that? It must be nice. I mean, yes, they win the national title. They don't get Alabama. They don't get Texas A&M.
Right.
They don't even get Ole Miss. I mean,
that's because the crossover games. They only get Auburn from the West.
They got Miss State, Auburn, and those are the two. I mean,
right, that's it. Who else do you want them to have?
And the East is down. I mean,
right, they're always down. That's the problem.
Even though they don't have
Georgia at +350 to win it.
Because they won't. They won't play. They won't beat Alabama. So Alabama's gonna beat them this year. They beat him last year in the SEC title game, didn't they, Joe? And then they lost the rematch.
That was my pick, by the way. Remember I picked Alabama? and the over. Remember, I was on the over.
I can't find two losses here, Joe. So
I picked two losses just out of principle. I think they could lose potentially to Tennessee and Kentucky. I don't know.
Hendon Hooker. Between the hedges, they're going to lose to Hendon Hooker, man. Let me just tell you something. I hope you put the Heisman ticket in on Hendon Hooker because you got him giving Alabama a game. You got him beating Georgia. You got him. I mean, you got this guy doing everything. So I hope you're in on Hendon Hooker to win the Heisman.
60 to 1. I'm on him.
Wow, Joe.
Him and Dorian Thompson Robinson are my two dark
ones. Well, then you must be on them at the 10 plus games, too, right? Plus 450, 10 wins for Tennessee?
No, 8-4. 8-4.
Oh, 8-4, but they're going to beat Alabama and Georgia? Who are they losing to?
They'll lose like a game to Florida. They'll lose like to Pitt.
God.
You know, those games they'll lose, I guarantee you.
Where'd you say he is? 60? 60 to 1. Hendon Hooker.
He was 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions last year.
The 60 to 1 range is like the second rate SEC quarterback range. You get Hendon Hooker, Levis. Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Will Rogers. I mean, they're all bunched up in that. I guess Jaden Daniels, we have to put in that category now, too.
No, he's not starting. Miles Brennan is.
Be careful.
Be careful. Brian Kelly likes
be
doing this.
Be careful, Brian. Let me tell you, I sure have. I know everything that Brian does. He's going to play both of them.
The expert. So, here he is, the Brian Kelly expert. Tweeting it out.
Man, these are just, how could any of these people win the Heisman? Cameron Rising at 80 to 1.
What about your guy? What about your guy? Quinn Ewers. And your boy,
let me tell you, I think Quinn Ewers, there's a lot of unknown there. I mean, that's. There's a lot of unknown there.
All right.
I think that he's worth better play than Hendon Hooker. You know what you're getting with Hendon Hooker. What if Quinn Ewers is everything everybody thought he was going to be, Joe? I know you also like Devin Leary at NC State. That's another blue collar, leasy guy.
Devin Leary, yeah, but he's not. Come on. Devin Leary.
Sean Clifford. Did you still have any tickets left over on Clifford from last year?
He screwed me last year. You know, he was a dark horse. Listen, they beat Iowa. You know, that game was a thorn in my side.
Grayson McCall still in college, too? My God, he's not out.
He was a true freshman at Coastal Carolina's first season was the COVID year.
Did he bounce from them yet, or is he still there? Well, I could see him leaving for greener pastures, but
with
all the juice that he's had.
He's got a good thing cooking.
God, some of these names on here.
You're too funny.
Let's be honest here, Joe. No, be honest here. Is there anybody outside of Stroud and Young that can actually win this award?
Yeah.
Be serious. Be serious with yourself.
I'm being serious. Will Anderson can win it at 30 to 1.
Nah, they never give it to the defensive players. Even though they should, they never do.
All right. So you ask, I give an answer, and then you downgrade it. You beat it down.
I know. I hit the gavel.
That's it. All right. You want me to go again? I'll give you another dart.
Give me another one.
I like DTR, Dorian Thompson Robinson. The reason why is because everybody's bought into Caleb Williams. If UCLA wins 10 games, let's say they go 10-2 and win the Pac-12, he throws for 30-plus touchdowns. It'll be a surprise. I think he could sneak in. He's 100-1.
Yeah, I was just saying, can I find him on the list? And we just
did. 100-1.
100-1. What about Hayner? Did he stay where he was, too?
Yeah.
Did Hayner stay at? Yeah, I know. He was supposed to go to Washington, right? Wasn't he supposed to go to Washington?
Yeah, when Tedford kept the job, he stayed. It's his former coach.
Whatever.
I need something cooking here in Colorado.
All right, well, let me go back to the baseball before we get out of here. All right, let's see what we have, Joe. Still 5-2, bottom 7, nothing going on. 8-0, the Dodgers lead the Padres. They're still in the 4th. That game's going to go on forever. They're going to the bottom of the 9th.
Are they going to score?
I hope so. As long as Soto gets a hit, I don't really care what they do. Just need another hit from Soto.
I got a runner on here in Colorado. Lead off a guy. I need one run. Two runs, actually. Here we go. Two runs. Lead off guys is on. Can you give me a two-run shot? Can you give me a two-run shot, Julian?
Julian gave you the shot. Julian gave you the shot. All right, Joe. What about tomorrow? Actually, let me give you the golf real fast here. Yeah, now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the golf. And this is what ruins.
You do damage control before you.
There is a problem with the golf. Just so you know, they're in it. They still got a couple people. I think that have to finish from the weather delay. Yeah, they're suspended. But there's only a couple guys. So where they are is actually, did they get everybody in? Yeah, I mean, everybody's pretty much in. So you got Brandon Wu, Junyoung Kim, and Ryan Moore all at 9-under, Joe. Russell, okay. Don't call me Don Henley, right behind him at 8. John Huh is at 8, minus 8. Sungjae Im, minus 8. Stewart Riley. How about Dave? I got one first, Joe. Davis Riley at 13-1. He's two shots back. How about Davis Riley? Can I pull you in?
Why not? Just text it to me.
I want somebody with a little juice. I don't want to take. I mean, I like Russell Henley, but I want more than 550. I'm greedy,
what about
Joe.
Justin Rose?
Glutton.
Is Justin Rose still in it?
Joe, he's on the Parkway. He's another guy who basically quit before they finished the round. I mean, he was so bad in this tournament. Joe, let me find Rose for you here. What Rose
Hump
shoot
Rose.
Here over the last couple days? He actually made a little bit of a comeback today. He shot 3 over yesterday and shot 4 under today, but he's still not going to make the cut. He's on the other side of the line. Let's take this guy Davis Riley, Joe. Let's put it with something. How about the Braves tomorrow with Davis Riley?
I like the Braves tomorrow. What game? 1, right? Against Sergio?
What's the matter now? What?
How to Arizona to the warning track. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Come on. Jeez. These games, Carver. I need a 2-run blast. I don't want to work for runs anymore. I don't want to buy them the drink before I rub their back. I want to, you know, what is it? Rub their back before you buy them the drink? I don't want to do all that.
You're in that game. I'm not. I don't know anything about it.
It's a saying. It's a saying.
All right, so Davis Riley is who we're going in on at the Wyndham. And next week, Joe, we get the FedEx Cup playoffs start.
So what does that mean? That means we have big-time players stepping up?
Yes. You get the top 125, and then they go down to 75 the week after at the BMW, and then the top 30 play for the Tour Championship the week after that. Big players stepping up, Joe. This is the time. Because you want to know why? Because it's money. It's $15 million if we win the FedEx Cup. So money's on the table, Joe. It's like at the World Series of Poker when they put all the money out on the table when they're down
the
to the
chips,
final
right.
two.
I got you. Sounds so captivating. Okay,
wow, Joe's in a bad mood here. He needs runs in this Arizona game. Bottom five, the Mariners have a few guys on, Joe. We've saw first signs of life from them all night.
Oh,
jeez.
Man. Every
I mean,
time
made Sandoval there, look like Steve Carlton tonight out there in Seattle. Jeez.
Who?
That's
almost as old as me. Steve Carlton's older than dirt when he played.
He's a Hall of Fame pitcher, Joe. I mean,
but nobody remembers. I mean, modern day players now. I mean, kids.
Oh,
don't
sure.
Remember.
Some of the guys that you bring up from college football, and you actually are getting on me for bringing up a Hall of Famer who's got 4,000 strikeouts and won 300 games. You bring up guys who played running back at Marshall in like 1993. You bring up
Doug Chapman.
Oh, stop! You made that up.
No,
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll wrap this up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Grid Radio. Wrapping this one up on a Friday night, heading into the weekend. Should be a lot of fun. We're over the rainbow in Arizona, 5-4. Rockies lead the Diamondbacks as the Diamondbacks just put a couple in. So good for Joe. He gets his 9 runs, gets his over. Dodgers still up 8-0 on the Padres. Angels 1-0 over the Mariners in the 6th. final in Kansas City now, 7-4 for the Sox. They beat the Royals tonight. Good for them.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Next week, should we start like recapping all of our best college football stuff like we said?
Like we said, you don't want to get through.
No, but you're like, we should be tweeting out our best picks as we do.
I know. We need to figure out which ones were our favorites and do that. I think that starting next week, though, Joe, every night we should pick who we liked for whatever we picked. So what are we down to? The Pac-12?
Pac-12 and ACC. No, we did
the ACC. We've done everybody. Of course, the Pac-12 always left on the side of the road last.
Well, we know that. Come on.
And then then the week after that, leading into the first week zero, is when we're going to do Group of Five, Notre Dame, BYU, etc. All that week. Joe, great stuff all week, my man. I will see you on Monday. Tremendous job as always by Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Everybody have a great weekend. Cash a ton of tickets. And we will see you Monday night right here on the grid. Have a good weekend, everybody.